intercessors. Glory to God. They here. Glory to God. We're going to make some movement this morning. And there will be a great improvement in your finances. You're not going to be able to miss it. It's going to be so clear. With the help of the Holy Spirit. Prophesied, ma'am. You just prophesied over your finances. Yes, see, when you sow seed like that, you're prophesying. The Holy Ghost told me to tell the people that you're prophesying over your finances. You're calling things that be not as though they were. Every time you sow seed, remember that, okay? All right, remember that. You prophesied. John's Gospel, chapter 6, remain standing. John Gospel, chapter 6. Father, open your word that we may see and hear and understand and apply. In Jesus' name, amen. John's Gospel, chapter 6. Jesus is the master teacher, the master trainer, and the master demonstrator. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Get that in mind, because we're about to see something here. Jesus is the master teacher. He's the master trainer. And he's the master demonstrator. Yes, sir. And what he teach, what he train, and what he demonstrate is for us to catch it. Our kingdom privilege is to do things like Jesus. He's our role model. He's the one who set the pattern and the principles for us to be able to see how the kingdom functions. Are you with me now? My middle son teach a class in our Bible school about living by the book. It talks about observation. It talks about interpretation. And I want to add instruction. And sit down so you can write some of this stuff. Observations. We're going to make some observation about the seed this morning through the seed trainer and through the master teacher of the seed and the master demonstrator of how the seed works. But you're going to have observation from the text that we're going to use. And not only observation, you're going to have to what you see. First, observation is what you see. Right. Secondly, you're going to have interpretation. What does it mean? Yes, yeah. And then you're going to have to receive the third part. What part do I play to make this happen in my life? Right. Come on now, we're going to go to work here today. And then, once you find that out, then you can be operating in application. See, what happened, you have to find your instruction in a text. Right. Yes, sir. Right. And then you have to understand the instruction clear enough to carry it out. Put it into work. I guess Joshua 1:8 is a good text for that. You observe, and then you understand, then you apply, then you do, all right? Yes, then you get the results. To explain our text, I'm going to have to take another scripture to explain the scripture that I'm going to read, one scripture out of John 6 right now. To explain it, I'm going to have to take another scripture to emphasize that sowing is a lifestyle. It's not a one-time or segment game. A segment game, I mean, sowing to get what you want? No, because the Lord know about that. See, sowing has to do with kingdom business. Sowing first primary is not to meet your need. First primary of sowing is to obey the Father and get his job done. And then when you become important to him in that line, then he began to overwhelm you with blessing, because now he knows he can trust you. See. So one seed is not going to get it. A 6 month of sowing is not going to get it. Once you become anointed with the awareness and the revelation that sowing has to become a lifestyle. Yes. Write that down. See, sowing has to become a lifestyle. Come hell, high water, wind, whatever it is, I'm not stop sowing. Lose my house, lose my car, lose everything I got, I'm not going to stop sowing. I'll sow side the road. See, you got to come to that grip of the dynamics and of the strength of sowing, because a sower will never be left out in the cold. And so our text is going to speak something that I think I should ask you about this morning. Have you ever had overwhelming financial situations in your life? Let me see your hand. You ever had overwhelming, come on, I want to hold a hand up, but I want to look at that. Overwhelming financial situation. I think we've all been there, you know what I'm saying? All right, so in our text, we're going to see our overwhelming financial, our overwhelming provision situation and how to work with it.
Right.
I'm going to put out some principles. If you're overwhelmed today, if you're in any type of financial captivity, if you listen to the Spirit of God this morning, you are here who watch it by internet, you will know step by step how to walk your way out. And the Spirit of God rise up in my spirit and say, it will happen quicker than you think. But you have to stick with it. You have to stick with it. You can't let nothing pull you off it. So overwhelming, I want to deal with overwhelming financial captivity, overwhelming financial situation, how we can deal with it with the seed. And so here in John 6, verse 9 bespeaks a seed in an overwhelming situation. There's a lad here which had 5 barley loaves. Watch what he says now. And 2 small fish. Watch what he says now. You observe it?
Yes, sir.
But what are they among so many? See, he doesn't realize what he had. Now, I want to play this on the backdrop of the Holy Spirit going to speak to us this morning. Now, it's like a very impossible situation, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
And this disciple haven't recognized what he's messing with. And a lot of people don't recognize what they're messing with when they got a seed in their hand. You might make a note of this, the potential of a seed in the hand of the right person. And so this boy said, man, this not enough here. Now, I want to play that on a backdrop of something Jesus said in verse 6. When you know how a seed works, when you have an overwhelming financial situation,
yes, sir,
you know how you're going to get out.
Yeah.
And so Jesus said, these are 2 different conversations here. And, you know, he'd ask them about going buy some bread and stuff. But then the 6th verse said, and this he said to prove them or test them. Now, notice this statement. And I just caught this. Jesus knew a seed can get them out of that condition.
Yes, sir.
Now, it's you gotta see this now. It's a instant play of a seed. Y'all don't want to go there. See, it's an instant insight of how seed work effectively, but it's a speed up version. How many seeds now? We got a seed before we go to. She's a speed up virgin because Jesus showing us how it works. So he give us a shot of how a seed work, and you to take longer. But for us to catch it, he went on and let it go on through his system. Jesus shot it through the process. I say he shot the seed through the process. So you can see the end results. If you work a seed. Yeah, he's training us. He's showing us the effect of a seed, but he's showing it to us in quick motion. So the scripture said in the sixth verse, and this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. He knew what he would do. Well, the question is, what did he do? If he knew what he would do, what did he do? He accepted a seed. Because he knew the seed was going to give him the answer he needed. The seed will give you the financial answer you need if you recognize how it works. All right, now, I said the backdrop, another scripture in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, I need you to look at it. Chapter 11, verse 6. We need to look at that verse. Because we're going to talk about one seed here in John 6. But a seed lifestyle is given us in Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Because what we need is we don't need one seed. We need a seed lifestyle.
Right.
Okay. But that sixth verse says you just keep on sowing. Look at that sixth verse. You there? Read that to me. Read Ephesians 11 and 6 times so we can get that out of the spirit. Great, read.
In the morning, so shall I see, and in the evening, behold, my name. But I will not go.
Now, what you're going to learn from this lesson, no matter what happened, keep on sowing. What I say?
No matter what happens, keep on sowing.
Now, from the lips and from the manifestation and the demonstration of the master this morning, you're going to see the effect of a seed. And that boy said it right. He said, what is this among so many? Because he did not understand. See, your seed will look insufficient. And only faith can let you see the potential of a seed. Your seed will look insufficient because Satan don't know what it is. When you start sowing, Satan don't know you're about to get out of his hand. Because just like he couldn't recognize the other seed. Had he known it, he wouldn't have crucified it. And so the same principle here in this seed, it looks so small, but the potentials are so big, but you got to have a revelation to see it. Satan has no revelation of the kingdom. You and I have an advantage on Satan. We have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does not talk to Satan. But he talked to us every day. You follow what I'm saying? And so that's our advantage. It looked like nothing going to happen. But he got up on the third day. So when you sow a seed, it looked like nothing going to happen. But the seed going to get up on the third day. Whenever you sow a seed, it's just like Christ. There must be a resurrection. Must be. And we have to understand that. It's a spiritual parallel. Everything in the kingdom function just like Jesus.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
And so this is a powerful lesson here. And so Did I let you read that verse? You read the verse to me, didn't you?
Yes,
all right. Let me show you a few observations here. And this is rhyme, but it just said like I need to say it. It's got a little rhyme in it, but it need to say it about this lesson we're about to go into. All you need is a seed to be financially freed. A seed will free you. I'm speaking from experience. Seeds freed me up from the system. The system has no, financial system of the world has no more control over Leroy. None. And never will. None. No reason never will. I know too much. It's not the amount of money I have. I just know too much. I know when I look like I'm buried, I'm about to get up. Well, maybe you didn't understand it. Everybody in here about to get up. Financially. See what I'm saying? Because this work for every child of God. This work. Everybody about to get up, about to breathe. And be free financially. I'm telling you, it's a thrill. I don't care all these crazy talk. It's a thrill to be free financially. It's a big deal. Don't make it small, but it's a big deal. So I want you to write that down. I want you to observe that, understand that, get the instruction out of that, and apply it. All you need is a seed to be financially free. Now, that's with the instruction, the understanding of the potentials of a seed, the Holy Spirit helping you how to function in the seed, all right? All right, you may be seated. Jesus, the master trainer, teacher and trainer, now reveals the divine potential of a seed in our text. The divine potential of a seed is perpetual. It will never change. Just like the Lord said, I'm the Lord, I change not. Seed don't change. Okay. So that's divine potential. In whatever you have as a seed, there's a divine potential to put you into financial freedom. All right, we'll go into text in a minute. All right. The seed is the secret and mystery of all kingdom transactions. The revelation of a real seed demonstration is unforgettable. Once you seed one time, what that word is, not hook, once you seed one time, you are addicted. I am an addicted sower. Why? I like the first hit, the second hit, the third hit. I do. Seed sowing become like drugs. When you recognize the power, the potential, and the provision that a seed will make. All right, you got that? Now, here's another word. And all this, because these boys, that voice I read, there's a lad here which had five ball of two small fishes, but what are there among so many? Now, we're going to talk about, let me show you something, because I don't want to go too far and don't get this, because I'll get caught up. And don't say this. I need to say this. Placing your seeds in the master's hand. That's what I'm talking about. Placing your seed. See, because when you sow a seed here, you're not sowing it in me. You're sowing it in the master's hand. Placing your seed in the master's hand. How you going to do that? How you going to do that? You're going to have some man or woman. You can't place no seed in the master's hand. Just throwing it out there. You got to have somebody represent the master. That's what the devil been trying to stop. You see, the devil be trying, but money coming came and broke that up. But the devil don't want, the devil try to stop that, you know, because people say, the church is a place, but I'll sow in the church, but I ain't sowing in no man.
Right, right.
And they'll make out a check, but they'll make it out to the church every time.
Yes, sir.
So what happened? Because this five barley loaves and two fishes ended up in the master's hand. Now we gotta see what he did with it. You gotta see whatever he did with that. That's what he will do with your seed. This is a perpetual principle. This is perpetual power. You got it? Now, let's work with me a minute, because I got to tell you a few things that I wrote in my little scratch tablet. That's very important. This scratch stuff made me a millionaire. Stop tripping over the seed, and you will stop falling in your finances. See, stop tripping over the seed, and you will stop falling in your finances. This boy tripping. He really been with Jesus, but he tripping here. He said, what a disappointment. They won't go to the store now. He said, a lad here. He just talking. It's a lad here, but it was a revelation of a seed.
Yes, sir.
That's what you need. You need a revelation of a seed. That's all you need. Right now, whatever foundation, whatever situation you're in, all you need is to deplete the captivity is a revelation of a seed and act on it. And act on it. And act on it. Some of y'all nodding your head, y'all ain't gonna do this. See, y'all just going through a religious nod. This don't make no sense. This don't make no sense. I ain't here for no religious nod. I'm telling you how to get out. I'm telling you the master plan of the kingdom, how to you got to make up your mind to be a bona fide sower, and you can't listen to all those voices that are trying to tell you you're giving your money away. Why no voice talk to you when you're down at the supermarket and say, hey, you're giving your money away? I'm going back over some songs that I really love, and there's a song called Ordinary People. And he says, little can turn into much in the master's hand. And that seed encouraged me there. He said, little can turn into much in the master's hand. I want you to say that, but I want that to... And we see it in our text. We're going to see it in our text.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Because these seeds left, 12, 13 baskets left over. Yes, sir. If you want to go in the overflow,
yes, sir.
If you want to live in the overflow, if you want to live in over and above,
yes, sir.
If you want to live in with a lot of fragment left over,
yes,
it comes from a seed process.
Yes,
now, this one's going to hurt, so you better sit down. I'm telling you. Then we'll go to work. You will never stop going to work. Why do you stop sowing? Here's an indictment. Is it you have developed more confidence in your job and your boss than God? You will never stop going to work because you know Friday is payday. You will never stop going to work because you have confidence that them people are going to kick you out of check Friday. And they usually do. But they are not more accurate than God. So could it be that your finances are under feeling instead of faith?
Wow. 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 Yes, sir.
Could it be your finances under your senses instead of under the Spirit? See, these are the things we have to come to grip with. These are the things that we have to get insight on. All right? Boy, that's a blow there by that job, isn't it? So we're going to work. See, why do you think most of the people not here this morning who was here last night? They're going to work. Now, this one is off the hook. I never heard this before in my life till this morning. And if we can grasp this one this morning, we can lock up right now. If you can grab this one. And because right here in this text now, Jesus said he knew what he was going to do, right? The lad had five ball of them, two small fish, and he ain't going to feed no 5,000 people, right? Not normally, right? So the Lord give me this thought. I thank him for it. Think about this carefully. What if your seed meet Jesus' need?
Oh, my goodness.
Look up.
Yes, sir.
Think about that, my brothers and sisters. Think about that. Think about it. Here's a seed. That last seed met Jesus' need. And I think we've got to get beyond just our need. The kingdom has some seed need. What if the seed that you are sowing meet Jesus' need? What you think you're going to do to Jesus? They're going to turn him on. To bless you because you just blessed him. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro up down the earth trying to find a sower. Somebody I could bless beyond measurement. Somebody I can display my goodness through. Somebody I can trust with seed. You talking to me? Talk to me now. Because I believe we're going somewhere here, you see. Because I never heard that term. What if my seed meet Jesus' need? See, Jesus have needs in the earth realm, but he needs somebody to go through. Why not you? That lad met Jesus' need. Good God Almighty. Man, when I saw that, I said, wow. Look at that. Look at that. That lad met Jesus' need. So it turned Jesus on. All right, sit down. We'll still work with it a minute here. Now, I want to repeat myself. Sowing is not a one-time deal. It must be developed into a lifestyle. The lifestyle of a real sower will manifest in the midst of a crazy system. And in this text here, we got a crazy system here. We got 5,000 people. This system crazy, man. And the boy said, go to the store. We can't buy enough. Oh, Lord. Could it be we've been going to the store? And that's why our needs not met like they should be met. And that's why we're not living in overflow. Could it be we've been trusting the system more than we're trusting the seed? You know, we just want to talk about it a few minutes. So the Holy Spirit can bring conviction to your life and to your faith that you can leave out of this church this morning and say, man, I'm just going to sow now. Even if it don't work, I'm going to keep sowing. And that's impossible for it not to work because Jesus, God is not allowed. Now, I pulled some of the best excerpts of Teaching on the Seed out, and I think I should. My father taught me that. He would teach a lesson over and over. again, and I haven't followed the pattern like I should. So I went in this text. This text is very clear. It's very precise. It's an overwhelming situation. The disciples don't know what to do, just like the church. They run around praying and saying rosaries and praising, but they don't work some principles. You got the access by working principles. I can see right now some of y'all gonna die broke unless the Lord help you, because you're not willing to receive. You know, you just got set in your form like concrete.
Yes, sir.
He knew to pour concrete. You know, once concrete's set, you need a jackhammer. I come here to be a jackhammer this morning. We need to break up some of this concrete, because you satisfied. A lot of people satisfied their little retirement. And, you know, he got $14,000 in the bank. And they satisfied. Say, he talking to somebody. Boy, I'm talking to you. See? This sowing training. I never heard about seed training. Because people, they're talking about all this, you know, prosperity. But you need to know about this seed. Now, here's one of the excerpts that I thought was grand. The Holy Spirit told me, he says, with this text, and this boy proved it, because he said, what it is among so many, right? You will stay in need if you don't understand a seed. You remember I told you that? 9 years ago, you're still in need? You remember, the Holy Spirit going to say, you remember what the apostle told you? People at large in the body of Christ has been programmed to be need conscious and have been taught slave faith of just having enough. That's slave faith, just having enough. That's not real faith, that's slave faith. And now we know this from the old school. We in the body of Christ have been saying the Lord gonna make a way somehow. No, the seed gonna make a way somehow. The revelation of the seed is a kingdom revelation that releases the prosperity ability of God into the principle of sowing and reaping, that the body of Christ can go free from all financial captivity. How many would like to be free the rest of your life from all financial captivity? Now, look at me now. You're looking at a man in that condition. And just what I'm teaching is what I did and what I do. This is what I do. I'm teaching you what I do. And then I'm telling you about results because I did it. All right? You with me? All right. Sit down a minute. I know. Everybody ready to get out. Get out dead, I'm talking about. I ain't talking about get out of the room. Yeah. Everybody ready to get out. Now, I read two parts of this thing. Let me show you something else. Now, go back to our text there. 8 verse says, one of the disciples, Andrew, Simon, Peter, brother, said unto him, there's a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves, 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? And Jesus said, uh-oh, I got a seed. I got something to work with. Here's what he's saying. Give me something to work with. I'll take you off this system. What he said? I said, it says all day long. This girl here. She last night she sold $25. It's $2,000 check here. She just sold. I got a check came on my desk. I think it was $1,500, $2,000 from her. She said, I love you so much for being my dad, and I'm glad God put you in my life. And she every now and then she sent a card. It'd always be over $1,000. You know, if I didn't know about seed, I'd wonder where all this money coming from. But she's doing what I taught her. Good God Almighty. So look, there's a lad here which have 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, But what are they among so many? See, when you don't understand a seed, that's what this last thing. What are they among so many? See, now, the five ball loaves and the two small fishes, we're talking about they are seed, right? Yes. Now, we say, but what are they among so many? And then, what is this seed among so many bills? What is this seed against so many financial obligations I have when I didn't know no better? When I... See, you make them financial obligation when you don't know no better. Been there, done that. See, because you know you're supposed to live prosperous, so you try to credit your way into prosperity. Then you find yourself in a hole. Then you got to dig your way out of that hole. Watch that. Watch. I want you to see the miracle. And Jesus said, verse 10, oh, Lord. And Jesus said, make the men sit down. I'm not afraid of this. Bible said, now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in the number about 5,000. Oh, Lord. 5,000, five barley loaves. Don't sound too even, yeah. 5,000. Sound like a setup, don't it? 5,000 people and five barley loaves. A loaf for 1,000. Now listen to what I'm saying. I'm speaking out of my spirit now. I'm speaking out of my spirit. Please hear me. Your case is not so bad after all. Ooh, I wish you would hear that. The Lord, I mean, that come out of my spirit. My spirit, God wanted to give you encouragement here because we're talking about the seed and he's saying that the seed have no respect to your condition. Come on, I want you to hear this, man. I want you to hear this. The Spirit of God said, your case is not so bad after all. 5,000. Five barley loaves. Lord said, let me handle this. You can't handle this. He told him, disciple, get back. So he took the seed out of his hand. When you don't know what to do with a seed, he took it out of his hand, let it pass through his hand, and put it back in his hand. Yeah. See, because they were nervous. You see, they were nervous with the seed. They look at the 5,000 people, look at the five loaves. No. You're supposed to look at the five loaves and look at Jesus. You're looking the wrong way. Stop looking at your bills and look at your seed. And look at Jesus. And a combination of Jesus and your seed. Jesus worked with seed. Good God Almighty. It's a $500. Jesus worked with seed. Now, I want you to see, because I want to read through the miracle. Sometimes I preach my text and don't get to the end of it. I'm going to read this thing before I get into these points right here. Because the thrill is, the word is the thrill.
Yes, it is.
Now, we got, and Jesus said in verse 10, but in verse 11, oh, Lord. And Jesus took the loaves. And Jesus took the seed. And I hear Jesus say, a seed is all I need. I'll straighten your conditions out. If you give me seeds, Ecclesiastes 11:6 wise. I got to tell that because, see, this one flip ain't going to get it. You can learn that from a fisherman. One cast ain't going to get it. You got to keep putting the fly in the water. Now, what are you going to do with this? But we got verse 6. I said we got verse 6. And Jesus took the loaf. And when he had given thanks. So I believe you got to give thanks with your seed. Lord, I thank you that this seed is going to meet every need. And then sometimes you got to get excited. Here, this the one. He said, you don't know which one. Which one? You say you don't know which one. Everybody said, this the one right here. See, you don't know which one. This the one. The $100 check. You don't know what one. You have to trust what Jesus said. If you want divine results, you're going to have to trust what Jesus said. You're going to have to watch what Jesus do. Watch how Jesus handle. Boy, I feel good here this morning. Watch how Jesus handle a seed. Notice Jesus is not looking at the multitude. He didn't take the multitude in his hand. He took the seed in his hand. The seed will take care of the multitude. Yes. Wow. How many bills? How many bills you got? Yeah. House note, car note, insurance note. Some people even buy groceries on credit. You in bad shape. You go to get grocery and put that credit card up there, that's bad shape. You may not know it. You're fooling yourself. You shouldn't be shopping for no grocery with no credit card. That means you can't meet your necessities. Now we need to put some of these dresses back on the rack. And some of these suits back on the rack and tell them I'll be back. Man. If you're living on a credit card, you're living in bastard finances. You're not living like a son. You're not living like a daughter. I've been there, so I don't feel bad, but somebody got to name it. So it got to hurt. You act like you don't have a father. You have let this system took you over. We can't let, that can't happen. Do this. That can't happen. Now, it's going to take a while to work out of it, all right? But I got to tell you the truth, that if you're living on a credit card, you're living a bastard lifestyle. Because you're a son. Well, I've been a bastard before. So don't feel right. I've been a bastard. Bastard. I've been one. See, the bastard, the scriptures say a bastard is one who don't have a father. And it seems like the church been blessed in every area but this area. We can praise, we can worship, we can dance, we can run, we can pray, we can shout, but it seems like we can't get this out. It's serious, man. Is this serious? Sit down where I can see you. Sit down where I can see you. My eyes straight, my eyes all right. So I got to look at people in the eye right straight here. This serious business.
Yes, sir.
See, the seed is your only way out. The odds may be stacked up against you. 5,000 people and 5 loaves and 2 small fish. But it ain't nothing for Jesus. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
So it says, Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, see, he took it out of their hand. They were nervous.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Put it in his hand.
Right. Yes.
Then he put it back in their hand.
Right. Yes, sir.
After the Lord had touched it.
Right. Yes, sir. Yeah. Oh, yes, sir.
You want me to tell you something right now that I never heard before? You must pray and confess, touch my seed, Lord. What I said? what is power? I never heard this before. You? I never heard. Touch my seed, Lord. Touch my seed, Lord. See, I have a need, Lord. Touch my seed. Take my seed in your hand. How many of y'all seeing this? Say it again. Touch my seed, Lord. See, I'm trying to get you out. Say it again. Touch my seed, Lord. See, y'all got seed in the ground already. Is that right? Touch my seed, Lord. Put your hand on it. Well, let me ask you a question. Sit down. Let me ask you a question. How does seed come out when Jesus touches it? Is the overwhelming factor take over? Or because Jesus touched it, you take over? In the text. 5,000. Once Jesus touched it, I see, Lord. I see something here. Once Jesus touched the seed, he put it back in your hand as a harvest. We got to get Jesus to touch these seeds. Once that seed hit Jesus' hand, he sent it back to us as a harvest, which we can handle everything but overwhelming us financially, just like with this 5,000. When it got back in the disciples' hand, it wasn't no long five bottle loaves, two small fishes. It was a harvest, and it started distributing, and it just kept putting it out. Because when it went through Jesus' hand, there was a transformation. All seed time and harvest is a transfer from heaven. The seed gives heaven the right to change things for you. No seed, no transfer. Every time your finances come to your mind that you don't have enough, you tell Jesus, Jesus, I saw it in the Word. I saw when you touched that seed for those people that it multiplied. I'm asking you right now to touch my seed. Jesus, touch my seed. How many see it? Now, y'all got to say this with some conviction now. You got to say it. Let me get my hand. Say it with a revelation. Jesus, touch my seed. I didn't hear you.
Touch my seed. Yeah.
No, come on, I didn't hear you. Come here, John. John.
Yes, sir.
What you say?
Touch my seed.
No, what you say? What you got to say for you?
Jesus.
Touch my seed.
Jesus, touch my seed.
Jesus, touch my seed.
That's right. He got to touch it. Yeah. I see, you're right. See, this is a revelation. We come in a revelation that right here this morning. Because what Jesus did was touch their seed, right? Jesus touched my seed. What happened when Jesus touched your seed? What happened? Distribution go around. Pay all your creditors. Jesus touched my seed. What?
Jesus touched my seed.
My goodness.
Jesus touched my seed.
Yes. You see that? Y'all see this? I see conviction on your face. Y'all believe this. You ain't
said
nothing.
I said,
Jesus touched my seed.
Yes.
Jesus touched my seed.
Jesus touched my seed.
Now, wait a minute.
Jesus touched my seed.
Wait, y'all got to put it on the altar and tell Jesus to touch it. Because I got to go to work here. It mean the same thing. One more. It goes to one more, pal.
Jesus touched my seed.
Yeah. I understand. I work with you. Just pause. Pause a minute. Let him go ahead on get it. Go ahead. Just pause a minute. We're gonna finish. Yeah.
Jesus touched my seed.
Yeah. Jesus touched my seed. Yeah, see. Now say it with the scripture backup. You have scripture backup, right? You heard, well, I said you have scripture backup, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I ain't scared of you.
Yes, sir.
All right. I don't know that lady, though. No. I don't know. That's your member? I don't even know that lady. But I just wanted, the Lord told me to just talk to her. Huh? No, I don't want to use both my hands. I keep my word, son. I keep my sword. I might have to cut somebody up here. All right.
Jesus, touch my seed.
Yes, sir.
Jesus, touch my seed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I want y'all to continue it up. And when you're sawing, just, you know, you don't have to say it all loud and disturb people, but just say it, Jesus, touch my seed. See? Because the revelation come on the very spot. Because I believe in this room, listen to me now, right here, right now, I believe there's a breakthrough. For many of us, when we really love the Lord and been serving the Lord, but you come to apostolic anointing here, and apostolic strategy. See, I believe that's the apostolic strategy, where you now know what millions of people in the world have never heard. You have the advantage to know that Jesus needs to touch your seed. And you have a right to tell him, Jesus, touch my seed. And you see the results once Jesus touch it. You know, we're going around about he touched me. But what happened to you when he touched you? You see what I'm saying? I changed, didn't I? What? When he touched me, my life became brand new. When he touched my seed, my finances gonna become brand new. See, that's why it does not pay to miss none of these meetings. See, this on the spot revelation. I've read this text, I asked the Holy Spirit to open it, but I've never seen in 4 decades. To make the declaration, Jesus, touch my seed. Well, what happened when he touched it? Let's look at it. Look what happened. And Jesus took the loaf. All right, when he took it, that means he touched it. And when he had given thanks, he distributed it to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down. How many sat down? And likewise of the fishes. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Come on, you got your pen. You got. As much as they would. The Lord don't play, boy. You know, the Lord don't bleep. I hear the Holy Ghost. The Lord don't believe in everybody having a little bit. So I declare as an apostle of God, your little bit lifestyle is over. I declare in Jesus' name, you shall have as much as you would. Can you get an interpretation of that? Huh? Of having as much as you would? Because you see, you got a prosperity anointing on the inside of you, and your woods are not normal. See, the enemy been trying to suppress this in us. Been trying to arrest us as greedy people, arrest us as carnal. But no, this is just normal. This that divine nature and that divine power on the inside of you telling you can live better than this. Because we are kings and priests. See? So we've been financially suppressed by the enemy. That yoke is destroyed this morning. That burden is lifted this morning. This is the day I got free. Tell somebody, Tell somebody. Tell. This is the day that I got free. This is the day that I broke through. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I'm glad. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Listen, Saint. Listen, Saint. Listen, Saint. Listen, Saint. This is no religious game. This is revelation and rhema. This is something that the Holy Ghost will breathe on if you don't let it drop. Your days of not enough is over. Now who received that? Now I won't make the hecklers mad. I'm going to make the hecklers mad now. I'm going to make a few of y'all mad. But I just want to make you mad. Because you understand what I'm talking about. My wife had a new Porsche. I asked her, I said, what the name of that Porsche? She told me now. I said, how much that Porsche cost? She said, $4,000. One of hundreds.
Yeah, one of hundreds, yeah.
My closet is from wall to wall, and my closet is almost bigger than this church. Yeah. Wall to wall. Don't ever go in Louis shopping for your wife a purse with $1,000. They're going to put you out of the store. They got a big man, a bodyguard standing there. Bodyguard standing there getting them broke folks out, you know. Them looky loo. Every Louis Vuitton store you go to, that bodyguard standing right there. He's standing right there, man. He looking at you all the time. See what you coming here for. And if you're looky loo, they're probably going to ask you to go crying. And they tell you the prices of those things, they never bat their eye. Yeah. But you ain't got no business having a $4,000 purse without having $4,000 in it. Let me cuss. Let me cuss. What in the hell are you going to do with a $4,000 purse and ain't got no money? Let me cuss up in here. You ain't ready for no Louis until you got some thousand to put in there. Don't be faking this thing. Walk around with an empty $4,000 purse. All these purses you see ain't not no real Louis Vuitton. Where my Bible? I lost it. If you listen to me, at this time I might be outliving you. If you listen to me. Because I'm not trying to hold you back. Because sometimes it gets lonely up here. That's why I push them boys to get them RV, man. I don't be riding by myself. Let's come on up here. Damn. The air is more oxygen up here.
Yeah.
Not a lot of rakote.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people up here.
Yes, sir.
God help me. Let's see this miracle. Come on, let's see this miracle. Then I'm going to give you a few notes to work with. We stop off at the end of the 11th verse as much as they would. You need to underline that. If I could just get there. We ain't at the old floor yet. Just give me as much as I would. See, those are stages you got to get to. I've been to as much as I would. I passed that stage. So that's a mark. That's a demarcation prayer.
Right, good. Right, good.
Start off with little.
Yeah.
And then you move into as much as you would.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, how sweet it is. As much as I would. And then it goes in the next verse, when they were filled. He said unto the disciples, gather up the fragment that remain, that fragment that remain. We start off with 5 loaves and 5,000 people. And what we're talking about here now, talking about fragment that remain. We started off with fragment. The seed fragment will produce other fragments. See. Because the 5 loaves and the 2 fish wasn't enough. So you can call that fragment on that end until Jesus got his hand on it. See, some of y'all don't think you have enough to get out. But if you use it wrong, it gets you further in the situation. Today I'm trying to call you out. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragment that remained, that nothing be lost. Now, you see, the reason you got to come through the process, but you can't be wasting stuff, and you can't understand, you got to understand the difference between extravagant living and wasting. See, the alabaster box, they call it a waste, but they don't know what they're talking about. It was just extravagant. How many of y'all like extravagant things? You know, I don't like to meet everybody wearing the same suit I got on. Jesus. See, none of y'all in here ain't got it on this morning. None of y'all. I don't like it. When I do see it, I sometimes don't want to wear them no more. I mean, you got to point out your uniqueness a little, some kind of way. Don't I look like I got money?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. I'm supposed to look like I got it because I do have it. You wouldn't accept me dressing no other way. Come here with a band long shirt on, polyester pants, and Walmart shoes. Like, nobody gonna follow nobody. How you gonna preach me about their prosperity and you look like you just got out of Walmart? You know, and all, I'm going to get off of this. But all material look alike and not the same. Them suits can have the same color. But they got a different order. Therefore, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragment of the 5 barley loaves which remain. Look at this now. Over and above unto them that had eaten. What a miracle. Started with 5 loaves, right?
Yes.
Know this, that ordinary seeds placed in the ordinary extraordinary hands of Jesus turn into harvest that can't be explained.
Yes.
Let me give you that again now. Give you that. You need to have this. Know this, that ordinary seeds placed in the extraordinary hands of Jesus turn into harvest that cannot be explained. You can't explain this. 5 barley loaves, 2 small fishes, 5,000 multitude, unbelieving disciples, and a seed. You listening? I'm just about to. How long have I been teaching, boy? About an hour. See, mama taking care of this golden, what you call it? Golden goose. Jesse, my good friend, Jesse the Planet. And Kathy him one time called him the golden goose. He got hot. He said, I ain't no golden goose. I said in my breast, yes, you the golden goose. So my son said, hour. His mama said, hour and 10 minutes. That mean quit, boy. She'd be at home watching me on the internet. And I called her and said, how you doing, honey? Yeah, you know how long you went? Take care of this golden goose, boy. $4,000 purses. I'll take care of him too, you. But see, I know she loved me because she's with me before I got all that. That's why a real, when a boy hit it in a basketball or football and got these $1 million contract, they used to try to marry the home girl they had in high school. Because you don't know when you get this money, boy, you don't know where they could, who. They're coming out the bushes. Won't you really experience this type of sowing? Listen, once you experience this type of sowing, this type of sowing we in our text, and you saw the results, right?
Yes, sir.
Living a regular financial life is over for you. And you have to experience it first in your heart and in your mind. You're not going to experience it in your life before you experience this in your heart and in your faith and in your mind. Your mind become renewed to the seed and the abilities of the seed. Only the word. See, we can't leave the word out. We're word carriers, all right? Because your life will never be the same because you step out into the over and above living. Over and above living. Say it, over and above living. It's living that you wake up and you don't know what you're going to buy today. When I was a little boy, the fruit man used to come by the house. Yeah, the fruit man. Yeah, he got the fruit on the truck. He'd come by, watermelon stuff on the truck. You know. In a day like I'm living now, I might buy the truck and tell him to walk home. Remember the day I couldn't hardly get an apple. You know what I'm saying? Apple was a delicate to us, delicacy to us. But now I can buy the whole truck. And send the food man, the big man, send him home on one of my scooters. Now, Quickly, because I'm over-teaching, but I'm going to do it. Quickly, turn to Philippians chapter 4. We have misused verse 19 so long. Philippians chapter 4. Because I'm going to make a statement here, and I want you to work this statement, because actually you've got to work from verse 13 to verse 19 to really get an account open, a seed account with the Lord. Now, the Lord promised he not owe no man anything. All right? Now, watch this. You had Philippians 4?
Yes, sir.
Listen to what I'm about to say. It's a very simple statement. You could have said it yourself, but I'm going to say it because Jesus was a very simple teacher. You got Philippians 4. We're going to look at verse 13 through 19, and I'm going to make a statement. To change all of your financial situation, all you need is a seed. Amen. To change all your financial situation, believe thou this?
Yes, sir.
Did you remember Jesus believed out this?
Yes,
see, Jesus used to ask this question when he taught people.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
All you need to change all your financial situation, all you need is a seed. Not another job, not a promotion, not a Southern or LSU education, a Grambling. You don't need none of it. All you need to change your financial situation is a seed. With what I'm talking about, the education just tantalizes you. Because the education, LSU or Grambling, can't bring you where a seed can bring you. Thank God for the graduate. Thank God that you got you. But most of them broke. They need to come hear me. They need another professor in their life. Yes, sir. Yeah. They need a kingdom professor. You know what I'm saying? Getting high with me.
That's right. Come on, Dad.
See? All these years I've been narcotic. Look at him. He can't hardly hold an English dialect. Look at him. I know a secret.
Come on, Dad.
All right, come on, let me give you one or two more. My wife says 10 after. Seed sown. I just give you the scripture. You got the scripture in Philippians, right?
Yes,
all you got to do is the 13 voice, make the 19 voice happen.
Right.
And we in the Baptist church been hollering that 19 voice for the last 95,000 years. My God shall supply all my needs according to the... No seed, no need met.
Yeah.
Ain't taught no seed with his voice. Just taught my God shall supply all my needs. The supply has to be moved.
Yeah.
The seed moved. The supply. What I say? What I say? What I say?
Seed moves the supply.
Hallelujah.
The seed make a demand on the supply.
Yeah.
Seed sown in faith will cause miracles to manifest in your life. One of my favorite verses, I'm gonna give it to you, Zechariah 8:12. It talks about the seed shall be prosperous. Y'all still here?
Yes, sir.
I'll see how many more things I'm going to say to you. I'm going to tell you how many more things. About two or three more things. Jesus is looking for a seed and a seed sower that he can use for his kingdom purpose to set the captive free. And that's actually John 6:8-9, because these people was in captivity.
Yes, sir.
Found that lad.
Yeah.
You know, and we didn't count the women and children. Now, you ain't gonna have no 5,000 men without a family.
Come on.
And these people was in need.
Yeah.
And when he found a seed and a sower, he was able to meet kingdom purpose.
Yeah.
Look at all these people dying on side the mountain. They ain't got no food. They're dying. Little children dying from starvation. What stopped it? A seed. All right, you get two more. I want you to go back to our text and look at verse 10 and 11. Read it to me because I want to make a statement. I want the whole water in your heart. Go back to John 6, read verses 10 and 11 out loud to me. Verses 10 and 11. Y'all in there yet?
Yes, sir.
Y'all just point them things that they jump over there, right?
Yes,
sir. You know, once I didn't lie to them things in my meeting. Them boy was hiding them. I had to catch up with technology. You know. Read it, 10 and 11.
And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number of 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed it to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down.
All right, now you heard that, right?
Yes,
now listen to this statement. Jesus, being seed conscious, began to work with the seed. That's what you just read. Jesus, being seed conscious, aware of the fact that the whole kingdom operated by a seed, he started working with the seed. Not with the bills. Now, you know we've been working with the bill. Come on. No. The seed is the solution. Stop working with the problem. Satan made the problem, and he's not going to help you solve it. Go to the seed, solve him and the problem. All right, read verses 8 and 9 to me. I got to do this, Lord. Verse 8 and 9.
One of the disciples, Andrew, Simon, his brother, said unto him, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many?
That's it? Y'all read them? Get this now. the disciples misunderstood the power of a seed.
Right. Yeah, right.
That's why they said that.
Yeah.
And verse 6, read it to me and I'll close. Verse 6 says here, Jesus knew all he needed was a seed. When they said there was a lad here that had 5 bottle loaves and 2 small fish, Jesus said within himself, this thing over. I'm going to talk, I got something to work with the Father with now. See, the Father worked with seed. And Jesus know that. Jesus knew he was a seed. And you know the Father worked with seed.
Right, right, right.
So when they said they had that land there, something pertaining to what we need. Stand on your feet and praise God a minute. Thank him for what you heard. Thank him that your life has changed. All you need is to place a seed in the hand of Jesus. Thank God for it. Come on, I want you to talk to him a few minutes. Father, we just praise you and thank you that this word is taking fruit in our lives, in all the ministries and all the ministries here, all the ministries on the internet, Roku, families. This word to come alive, this 6th chapter of John. Jesus, the thing you showed us, that the seed is enough to manifest it and bring the curse off our lives. Glory to God. Jesus, touch my seed. All right, sit down, get an envelope, write on there, Jesus, touch my seed. Write on the envelope, I want to know my envelope. Put on that, Jesus is touching this seed. And think about the results in John 6, right? What happened in John 6? It multiplied, didn't it? And it took care of what? The overwhelming financial or provisional need. It took care of it. Most people in the body of Christ have overwhelming provisional needs. I just want to live pretty good. No. You want to live. You want to live over and above. Jesus is in this seed. Put a date down when you did that. Write in your notes the date you did that. And start giving me the testimony of what happened. Because I believe it's a rhema, it's an insight from God. I believe, you know, so by internet, y'all send me some testimony in there after this day. Internet, I want y'all to write on your envelope. Or write. How they going to do it, Montreal? How they going to do it? How the internet going to do it? I don't know how they do it.